WTIC will take more calls coming up, but Tom Scott is here, former state senator and Republican brain trust right there. Tom Scott, how you doing, sir?
You know, Todd, one does not have to be Nostradamus to know or to have known that Ned Lamont would pivot on the tolls and would prove for all to see that he's just another liberal, lying, thieving weasel. And if Republicans want to be known for defending taxpayers, this is their opportunity.
Well, yes, it is a big opportunity. And just to address what you said, I don't even think it's fair to call it a pivot because it was obvious this was what Ned was going to do the whole time.
Oh, I agree, yes.
So this represents him being, he was rather straightforward. He didn't say, I'm going to veto it. If they pass it, I'm 100% against tolls on vehicles. You guys work too hard for your money. I'm not going to pick your pocket for more when we're already the number seven highest tax state in the country. No way. He didn't say that.
It has often been said, and correctly, that elections have or should have consequences. And when Ned Lamont says what he said, that he's only going to tax the 18-wheelers, the tractor-trailers coming over the border. Now, people that know better because of the law and so forth knew he was lying. But when his liar for hire, forget that flack's name, who held the phone press conference with the press.
That was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I know you were talking about his comments earlier. He said there's a big difference between being a candidate and being governor. No, there isn't, because there's supposed to be a difference and bright lines between the two candidates, and there were bright lines in 2008.
Yes, if the bright lines are lies, then what are the people deciding based on?
Yeah, so there it is. And you know, as I said the last time we spoke, Todd, the Republican Party needs to get on a war footing. Now, I heard your last caller, and I get his frustration, but he is giving very unsound advice to your listenership when he says to Republicans, leave the party and become an unaffiliated voter. If you do that, you're giving up the limited power and influence that you have to affect things in a primary.
To affect things on the Republican side, the opposition
Absolutely.
Side.
Absolutely. And there are good, decent, hardworking, taxpaying Democrats and unaffiliates all over this state who are frustrated by what's happening, but they need to see that there's an alternative voice, not some accommodation. You know, Len Fasano, who you've spoken about, I heard his clip earlier. You know, this is not glasnost or perestroika. You know, this is, we need to have victory over the people who are destroying this state.
All right, but
not
let's
an accommodation.
Yeah, let's focus on that, because there's obviously something missing here. There's a frustration when there's a void in the marketplace and nothing comes in to fill that void. There's a power void. There is not an opposition. What do we do?
Well, we need to go around these people. You know, when I was a state senator, I actually had a bill to get rid of the state party convention. That's the only thing these people have. The insiders and the so-called leaders of the Republican Party, you know, our state chairman who just got a $13,000 victory bonus, I must have missed that victory, or Fasano or any of these guys, they're not as important as many candidates running for the legislature think they are. They have very little to offer, and in many cases, they're actually in the way. In many cases, when Fasano advises a legislative candidate or when the state Republican Party chairman advises a legislative candidate, they're often giving bad advice. And these good people that want to run for the first time, they don't know any better. They say, well, gee, the Senate leader is telling me to do this, or the state party, they must know what they're talking about. Hey, I'm here to tell you, they don't know what they're talking about. And even if they did, they refuse to break a sweat.
All right. So when you say we have to go around these people, who goes around them? How does an opposition, a resistance, get developed?
Good men and women who want to help change things in the state of Connecticut. Well, first of all, there are five special elections a week from today. And there are good people running, and there are big differences. You know, I know I'm sounding partisan here, Todd, but the Democrats that are running are all going to support the governor. The Republicans that are running, if they get elected, are gonna resist the governor, and there will be a difference. So there's the first thing. If there's a special election in your district, you know, at a minimum, you need to get out and vote next Tuesday.
Tom, you know, I'm trying to get the candidates to come on, and I can't even find some of them. There's not even a website or a phone number or an email address online anywhere. I'm good at the Google thing. I can find anything. Some of these people I can't locate.
Well, you know, to answer your question, what do these people do? Well, the first thing, here's the good news. Good candidates, new candidates who have never run before, and good new volunteers, they haven't learned bad habits. And the first thing I say to new candidates is, go out and find people who don't yet know that it can't be done. And that's kind of a starting point.
That's a good starting point. Tom, hold on 1 minute. We're going to get a quick traffic and weather, then we'll finish up with you. We'll take some calls. 860-522-9842. WTIC, Tom Scott, former state senator, current voice of sanity. So paint the picture for us. What's the road from here to there? We build the resistance, we resist, we beat the plunderers off and send them on their way.
A movement needs to be built around an issue or a cause, or in some cases even a candidate who embraces the issue or the cause, not the party. The party is sort of this thing that's just kind of sitting out there. In the case of the Republican Party, they're not, you know, they're going to do a lot of fundraising and they're going to pretend that they're doing things, but they're really not doing anything. But this toll issue provides a cause and it's an organizing tool, if mm-hmm. you will, Todd.
Yes, a gift, an organizing gift.
Absolutely, and people need to seize the moment. Now, there should be a lot of freelancing out there where people call their own senator and their own state rep. They don't need direction from some organized entity. I know there is an anti-toll movement out there, and I'm glad they're out there, but they can only touch so many people. So people in your listenership and people all over this state need to call their own state rep and their own senator and say, hey, I'm watching you, and I expect you to vote on behalf of the taxpayers of this state, and I expect you to vote against tolls. That vote is going to be recorded. We're going to know how these people vote in the House and Senate, and they need to know we're watching. Because if they don't think we're watching, or if we don't make enough of a fuss, particularly for these marginal Democrats who represent districts that could swing the other way.
Yeah, purple districts.
Yeah,
people who slipped in because there was a tide, and if the tide goes back out, they could lose that seat. Those people are nervous.
Then they're vulnerable, but, you know, they're hearing from the governor's staff, they're hearing from the leaders of the House and the Senate. They're not hearing from their own constituents, and they're not hearing from their next-door neighbors. So I would say especially to people in your listenership who know somebody who is their senator and rep, you need to call them today.
Okay. Any other advice for us?
Call, and keep calling, and tell the staff that you expect a return phone call. Be polite, but be firm.
Is there somebody who you could see as a movement head, for a focal point for this resistance, somebody who takes all this untapped energy and pulls it all together and makes it into a wave?
Well, Todd, we're going to hold a meeting. We're not going to tell you where it is, because if you're not there, we can appoint you, and it'll be a done deal. No, I have no name, but I'll tell you this. You know what you're doing. I've been around the block a few times on this stuff. If the right people step up, you know, let's talk to them.
All right. We will do it. It's a joy to hear your voice and have your support and your wisdom, Tom.
Don't give up.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Tom Scott, appreciate hearing from you. We'll see you next time.